From NPR News, it's All Things Considered. I'm Jennifer Ludden. More than 1,000 delegates from across Iraq gathered in Baghdad today to choose an interim assembly. The meeting had already been delayed because of political squabbling. Then, as the conference opened today, insurgents fired mortar shells at the meeting. NPR's Ivan Watson is in Baghdad. Ivan, tell us what happened. I guess there was quite a disruption.
Yes, Jennifer, there was disruption. Security was really high for the first day of this national conference. Traffic was blocked from the area around the conference center. Mortars boomed periodically through the afternoon, actually hitting a bus station nearby and killing at least two people, Iraqi officials said, and more than a dozen wounded, as soldiers were jumpy with these massive explosions going on. You have more than 1,000 people gathering, Iraqis from all different sectors of society. That's the goal here. And they're supposed to choose a 100-man council, which will help organize elections, which are scheduled to take place in January. But as you mentioned, just organizing this conference has been delayed several weeks. Who knows if they can stick to this time schedule?
So was there any progress today once they got over the mortar shells?
Well, there was a United Nations envoy who opened the conference. He talked about the great challenge ahead of these delegates and said that there is hope, though, that the people can accomplish what they want to. The prime minister of the Iraqi government also spoke. But then after the opening statements, Shiite delegates in the crowd basically took over the whole conference, rushing the stage and beginning to give speeches saying that they could not have this conference without the issue of fighting in Najaf addressed. There was chanting, people were waving their fists in the air, and in the end the conference agreed to organize a committee to help mediate down in Najaf to help bring an end to some of the fighting. There were dangers today that the Najaf fighting could overshadow the conference itself and Iraq's political process.
Ivan, you've just returned from Najaf, and you told us there yesterday that the U.S. was calling off an offensive against Muqtada al-Sadr, the rebel Shiite cleric there, and that Iraqi forces would go into the city center instead and take on his militia. Any word on what's happening now?
Well, the U.S. military yesterday around Najaf, they said that the Iraqi government wanted an Iraqi solution to this problem. And the plan is for Iraqi security forces to come down and to mount some kind of offensive against Muqtada al-Sadr's forces. There are hundreds gathered in the central of Najaf with a U.S. cordon, military cordon around them. Now, I've spoken with a U.S. official who works with the Iraqi Defense Ministry and the U.S. Senior military advisor to that government, and he concedes that the Iraqi security forces just aren't ready yet to mount that type of offensive. In the meantime, fighting did break out today. Two American soldiers were reported killed in the clashes today in Najaf. It's going to be even more difficult for us to make sense of what's going on down there because Iraqi police went and issued an order to the few Arab-speaking and foreign journalists who were operating independently in Najaf over the course of the last week and a half. They ordered them out of the city. They said for security reasons, but then they added the additional threat to arrest these journalists if they remained in Najaf.
NPR's Ivan Watson speaking from Baghdad. Thank you very much.
You're welcome, Jennifer.